Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan.
Yay! My life. I am manifesting a life that just keeps getting easier and easier. So we're going to welcome Tiffany today.
Yes, we are.
She's reading us the chats. So yes. I threatened her with this, and I think I should follow through. If you have a question, in capital letters, write Tiffany at the very beginning, and then she'll know when she sees it that you have a question. We're not going to be able to get to everybody's question, but we sure as heck would like to get to some of these, to your questions. We'll do as many as we can when we chat. So,
yeah, and this will help tremendously because that was so hard for you to triple duty everything, you know, trying to watch the chat and carry on a conversation and think.
Yeah.
And
you guys, now I'm not going to have any excuse to be like, when Julia's talking, she'll be like, she's actually not listening. She's not checking the chat. I have to make eye contact now. A whole new world for me.
Mm-hmm.
Old habits will die hard. I do still have the chat going on so that I'll see when we need to open that window for Tiffany to come in and share with us the question. So mm-hmm. Now you guys have heard us talk about Tiffany before when we're in the show, mm-hmm. and we're like, oh, Tiffany's in the audience. And Tiffany is Julia's daughter. So we just
Tracy.
My surrogate.
I birthed her. I actually gave birth.
I claimed her. Listen. We've been over this. I claim her. So it's all, we are so excited to have her. Yes.
She's getting longer arms as we pull her arms. She's mine. No, she's mine.
Pretty strong too. The resistance in that one.
Yeah.
I absolutely am in love with you guys that are putting Tiffany. Yes, that is it. That's what we want to see. You guys are amazing. I know that in the very beginning, you were all putting where you were from, and we like to mm-hmm. read that. We do still want to do that.
We do.
So I'm going to see what I can do to catch up to that, because I know we were going through some tech issues, just trying to get this all set up again. So I'll go back. We got Brazil. We got California. We have... I do have to get used to the fact that there is a little bar that flashes up in front and covers things up. So I'm gonna have to figure that out. We've got Los Angeles, Missouri, where did I bounce to? Montreal, Massachusetts, Bali. Let's all go visit.
Let's go. Yeah.
Bali. I'm gonna go there. We're vicariously going to be there. Ireland. We've got
these are great places.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have not been to Brazil yet. I want to
go to Brazil too. Yeah. And Ireland is one on my bucket list too, because every mm-hmm. time I see pictures of Ireland or movies with Ireland in it, for some reason I'm just like, I know this place.
So it does something, huh?
I want to see the castles, you know, Scotland, Ireland, all the fun places. Okay, San Diego. Moving through. Hello from Oregon. What a neat place to be. How do you know? North Africa, Nebraska. We've got lots
North
of
North Africa, as in where? Let's get it defined, because there's some really cool places in North Africa.
There's really cool places. Yeah, all over Africa.
Uh-huh. Yep. Been to several of them.
I won't be able to say it correctly. Tanzania?
Tanzania.
Tanzania.
Uh-huh. That's how you say it. Uh-huh.
Yeah, you asked that and I thought it was probably on there, and then I couldn't find the post again. Found it.
Okay,
let's see.
I have not been there.
Not to the sea? You've been to the sea. Oh, to Tanzania?
I have not been to Tanzania.
Okay. Okay, we got Virginia. And
I have been there.
I haven't been there. New Zealand. Haven't been there.
I have been there. I love New Zealand.
Philippines, Wisconsin, Michigan, Okay, we're going to have to, everybody's going to keep doing that and then we'll take the rest of the show. So, all right, if you want to ask a question, write Tiffany in capital letters. If you're just joining us, Tiffany is now our moderator. She's going to be looking at the questions in the chat room. It looks like she's already pinned quite a few of them. So should we just start with some questions?
We can. I mean, unless you guys tell us, I guess with your questions, you'll be giving us an idea of what you want to talk about. So I guess that does help do it.
Yeah.
Aim to please.
We do. We aim to please. Okay, I'm going to quit looking over here now because that's the old habit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so we're going to ask Tiffany to unmute and read a question for us. Mm-hmm. This is all new for all of us, you guys. So
it is.
Okay. First question. Do people generally find that visions or other experiences during a spiritual awakening are validated or delusions after a QHHT session?
Oh, interesting.
Visions after a QHHT session, that's when the visions are occurring. Are they validated or are they just delusional? Okay. I think that's why I'm understanding that question.
Okay.
I know what happened in my experience.
You got real quiet. I'm like,
Well, I had to sort it out. I know what happened in my experience. And that's the thing. A QHHT session opens that stuff up so that you will start seeing more of your abilities. That's you know, you might start channeling, you might start having visions, you might start, you know, because that's what you're doing. You're connecting to that higher part of you that has all that information. And so by doing that, you are opening yourself to your abilities. What I found in the beginning, I questioned everything. I didn't know if it was real, anything. But I started finding that if I would ask and usually I would get a vision to a question. And then what I would interpret is like up to me to interpret the answer. And that's how it happened in my session also. You know, I would get visuals. I call them visuals, not visions, but visuals. And then it was kind of like sometimes it's symbology, it's different things, but it's like I would get the interpretation or I would feel the interpretation, something like that. It's like it's feeling its way through. And then as that's progressed, as I've, you know, gotten more information, I would get confirmation. And that would be your validation. Are they valid? You tend to get confirmation of them. That's what happened to me. I would get, like, anytime I got a message or things like that, I would get three confirmations within a 24-hour period to help me know that, yes, this was valid, this was real. And then that started developing my trust in the information that I was getting. Because in the beginning, no, we question everything. That's the human part of us. If we question and we do not trust it. So we ask questions exactly like you're asking. And then we start getting that validation in whatever manner it wants to come to us. So it's something that means something to us. And then we start building that trust. And then it gets even more, that opens you up more so that you can receive more. But as it keeps going, you understand it more. Now the visual comes and the interpretation is right there with it. So that it's more like a knowing, something happened. I just know, you know, and that's where we talk about knowing. That's where that phases into that. That's how it happened for me.
Yeah. I did see a question pop in there. What is QHHT? So let's cover that real quick.
Super. Yeah. QHHT is quantum healing hypnosis technique. My mother, Dolores Cannon, created it and developed it over her 40, 50 year career. And she started teaching it because she was guided to, you know, they said, you cannot do sessions. You cannot see all the people in the world that need to have this technique, that need to have this work done with them, that need to have sessions. And so they said, you need to start teaching it. So with their help, she created it into a course and started teaching. And now we have thousands of practitioners all over the world, but they still can't, you know, that's nowhere near. I just forgot the name. Saturation. There's still no way everybody can see all the people that need sessions.
Yeah. There's billions on this planet. So mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's enough for But there's enough room for more. Yeah. I was going to go back to that question and say, one of the things that I would like to touch on is, one, you're getting validation when you get the healing or the release of the emotion. For me, yeah, there was a huge like emotional healing, mm-hmm, for something that, you know, was going on for me when I took my session. Insight, more understanding to who I was. Some parts of it, you know, you're going to go through past life regression and things are going to resonate. Like, these stories will show up and it'll start to make sense to you. The people that are in those storylines are coming in. Now, do you think you're making it up? Sometimes. But my rule in my office is, great, make it up as big as you can, because the imagination is pulling that from somewhere and it brings it the way that you're going to be able to receive it. So have I had things show up in a metaphor with people before? I've had that happen. I had, and this has been a long time ago, but I had somebody that had this memory of a circus on a floating island in space. Okay. You know, it's like, you know, that person thinking, I'm making this up, now, right?
What the heck?
And it was very metaphorical. Everything that they went through was very metaphorical. And at the end of it, because they hung in there and I hung in there and I wasn't like, what? That's not a past life. What are we doing? Uh-huh. I didn't ask them what kind of psychedelics they took before they came in. We just went with it. Anyways, at the end of that, there was a tremendous emotional release for that person. Mm-hmm. They couldn't see what, you know, like there was something blocking them from seeing the actual event. So it came through in this metaphor, and the glass, they went into the room with all the mirrors, right? The mirrors and all of the things, and just the interpretation of all of that afterwards, when we asked what was all of that about, so profound. And so it doesn't have to be real. It really doesn't. So you can question whether it's real or not, but it doesn't need to be real to bring in the healing, to bring in the insight, to bring in the understanding. They can work with metaphors. They can work with past lives. They can work with other lifetimes off planet. It doesn't matter. What matters is, what was the message you received from that session, and did that help you? So, yeah. So I have had a little something to say on that, I guess. But I was you're going to think, I just had a gal the other day. She goes, mm-hmm, I just feel like I'm making this all up. I said, great. Keep doing that. Mm-hmm. And so I said, make it up really big if you can. And she ended up having the best session. So
like, because she let go.
She giggled a little bit and remembered I told her to do that. And so then she just kind of let go and just started rattling off what was coming in, and amazing stuff. She was actually bringing in new codes to the planet right now, new codes for the human design to acclimate to energies that are shifting on the planet. Cool. And she's like, I feel like I'm making this up. I'm like, please keep making this up and tell me
what else.
What else you got? Let's keep going. Mm-hmm. So, some most extraordinary things can happen when we just let go of that worry about, am I making it up, or am I just, you know? So yeah, make it up, do it. Let's see what kind of story comes out of you. So I love it. We have a lot of questions pinned here. Should we keep going?
Yeah.
All right, Tiffany, what do we got?
Since you talked a little bit about QHHT sessions, really quickly, there was another one that came in, and this is more of a clarification, but they were asking if they had to be in person, or if you could do it over Zoom or something like that.
I'm going to let Tracy answer that.
These are in-person sessions only, and there's such good reason for that. Oh my gosh, you guys, for those of you who are practitioners, I did the voice coaching last week. Was it last week I did that?
Everything. All week.
So we had, off and on throughout the voice coaching, internet problems. That, like, there was one gal, she would be like, hey, and I'm like, I can't hear you, and I'm supposed to be listening to her voice. We had to connect over the phone so I could actually hear her, and things just kept cutting out. And then, you know, and then there was the one gal that couldn't figure out how to put her camera on, and all the tech issues. And so those were just miniature examples of why we don't do things online, because we mm-hmm. are working with your subconscious mind. We are working with your most precious things. Here's mm-hmm. another reason we don't want to do these online with you. We can't control that environment. So you could have somebody coming in that room with you, and that could cause you to withdraw what you were talking about. It could cause you to hold back on what you're saying if you think someone else is going to hear you. If you come to our office, we have that controlled environment. We have that space for you that's safe for you to come in and share with us. And you don't have to worry, is the phone going to ring? Is a neighbor going to knock? Is a UPS guy going to come? Is a dog going to bark? You don't have to worry about that. We got you. So
exactly.
Yeah. So many reasons not to do it online.
So many.
So if anyone's telling you they can do it online and you want an actual QHHT session,
yeah,
go somewhere else.
Yeah, because that is not QHHT.
No, we will not promote that. And yeah, so, and if anyone is practicing online and you're listening to this right now, please don't. That's, you're working with somebody in very delicate situations. So make sure you're doing it the right way and yeah. honor them.
Yeah, this is precious work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
treat it yes. that way.
And there's a reason why your mom said no to that, you know.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's anyways, very precious to, you know, I'm one of those that in the beginning I was like, why can't we do this online? I don't get it. And you know, the more that I do these sessions and you know, the more that I've had things go quirky online, it's like, yeah, there's no way. If you got disconnected from somebody or yeah. And that's the other thing. If you do it online, you technically you would need somebody there in case it did get disconnected that you could contact to go and reconnect it because your person's under. So many reasons. We could fill pages. Yeah. All right. I think we covered that pretty good.
I think so. That drum has been beat.
Tiffany, what else?
Well, let's switch it up a little bit. I believe karma is usually a big question that's brought up a lot, or you guys speak about it a lot. So mm-hmm. this question is, I have a question about the wheel of karma, karmic cycles. I need it explained.
Oh, wow. Not a small subject.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. I need it explained. Karma. Yeah. I mean, what would be a condensed version? We live many, many lives. We have interactions with other souls. Some of those interactions don't get resolved. You come back, you replay these scenarios. Maybe sometimes you're the bad guy and.
Yeah, there always has to be a balance.
Yeah.
The universe is balanced. And so if things happen and it shifts one direction, then things have to happen to shift another direction. So that's why you might hear about things like, well, I came back to pay this back or whatever. It's things are getting shifted back just to maintain that balance. The universe has to stay in balance. So, but, and that's where, like you're saying, we've been doing these things, you know, through lives and lives and lives and lives. And we have these experiences and we're learning lessons. We're doing all these things, but sometimes that's what in the olden days, in the previous timelines of old, I mean, this life right now is so different from whatever we've experienced in other lives. They have been, you know, you might have one lesson in the life.
Yeah.
But that whole life was about where this life, I don't know about, you know, how many of you feel like you've had more than, you know, like many lives within this one life. And that's what we're doing. It's like, it's all sped up and we're working on so much more. We're all trying to kind of get this done. And so we're just throwing everything in. And so we're going through all
like a rodeo. You get 8 seconds on the bucking bronco, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then next, I do have a really fascinating to me karmic flip that I could try to share quickly. Mm-hmm. I may have already shared this one in another show that we did, but it fascinates me. Because the person went into a lifetime where they were like a pharaoh or, you know, somebody of stature, and they had this little harem, right? And they were able to just select whoever they wanted out of their community.
Right. Yes.
And so they would go and select the little virgin girls, right? And these women, they had loves in their life and whatever, it didn't matter if that person selected them, they had to go join and be in that. And so this person, it's interesting because their lifetime, what they witnessed, they went into this lifetime where they were a Native American young woman studying to be a shaman. And so, and all the pureness and keeping herself pure, and she was going to go through this ceremony and she was going to get to be the new shaman or medicine woman or whatever. This
and this person was one that was the pharaoh in the other life.
Okay. Yeah, and I jumped over, so I'm trying to
catch
myself back up. I should have started with the other story. So this is the experience that they're seeing.
Okay.
And she's at the river one day. Her and her horse rode out to the river, and they're just having a nice afternoon. And this group of men kidnap her, and they keep her, and they're having their way with her, and they just have her tied up in one of their tents, and all these men are having their way with her whenever they want. And they took her purity, they took her innocence, they took everything that she had been keeping herself pure to be the shaman, mm-hmm. and they robbed her of that life. So she's so angry at men in this lifetime. She was just so angry at men. And so we took her in, she saw that lifetime. And so then we took her to the next lifetime. And the next lifetime, she was that pharaoh that kept taking all these women, these young girls, from the love of their life, from the future they thought they had, from all the their dreams, and snatching them up. And they sit in this space and wait for their turn. Mm-hmm. And so in this lifetime, the men that snatched her up as the little Indian girl were those women in the other lifetime. And so that's the balance of karma, right? So
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I know so many people say it's payback, but it's really just balance.
Balance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Eye for an eye.
Our experience for experience, right? We're here experiencing. Yeah. And, you know, when we can look at it that way, it's an experience. We had that experience. Didn't like it.
No, and that's what they're saying. They say is you need to know what it felt like on the other side. Yes. So when you have an experience, if you've hurt someone or anything like that, then you need to experience it from that other side. That's how it balances out. So then you understand exactly what happened there.
Yeah. And
both sides are feeling it from the other side.
Yeah. So that would be an example of karma. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's so many different levels of karma.
Oh, yeah.
There's good karma. There's bad mm-hmm. karma. And we're also seeing less and less people going into past lives.
Yes.
And that was actually a big question last week, is a lot of the practitioners are like, I've done this many sessions and most of them are going into current life. And
mm-hmm. Exactly. So
the purpose, or, you know, when that question was asked to the SC, why are less people going into that life, past life? Because the karma has been mm-hmm. healed. It's been completed. We don't need to revisit it.
So yeah, I'm trying to remember when this was. Talk about that. This goes back to that other person's question about visuals and things like that. You know, I get this information. It just pops in and I'm like, okay, you know, you just know something. And that was what this was. And it came in and I'm trying to remember when it was. It was around 2010, somewhere in there. I remember being in a live class and it just came and they said, karma's done. It's done. And it's like, oh, and that was the same time, 2011 is when they said the new earth was, I mean, the 5D, we were already here. So that's interesting. That's about the same time. Karma's done. It may have been a little earlier than that, but I know it's somewhere around that time. Anyway, they said, you know, it's done. And I'm like, well, what do you mean it's done? And I saw this visual of, it was like this, like a treadmill, or we might look at the hamster wheel, you know, that kind of a wheel. It's like you're on it, you're just on it, on it, on it. And it's like, well, what do you mean it's done? We're all still doing this thing, you know, we're playing this game of what we're doing here. And they're like, that's just you doing something because you think you have to keep doing it. You're just used to doing it. It's like a habit. Yeah. And you said at any point you can just step off. And that's what they showed me. And I was like, and then that time it felt more like a treadmill. And they said, just step to the side and you'll be off. And so I saw myself stepping off and it was like, that's it. That's all there is. They're like, that's it. It's done. And I'm like, but what about this? And they said, anything that appears like karma now is just habit.
Yeah. The other thing that habit definitely plays into that stuff, because I know I've caught myself in that too, going, I don't need to keep doing this. I don't need
exactly
to.
Yeah,
and reverting to an old way, or what, you know, what you've done before in the past, and catching yourself in it is big. Mm-hmm. One of the other things that I notice when people are like, but I still feel like I'm going through stuff and healing stuff. So it's kind of like soulmate, the twin flame, that journey, like the soulmate's here to help you heal karma. The twin flame was here to help you love the self more, heal the self and the personal wounds and that. And I noticed that there's still that going on. There's still personal things that mm-hmm. are releasing that.
Yeah. Well, and that would make sense as to, like you're saying, see, and that's when they say, okay, they're going to this life. What I found is they go to the current life. It's like they've got stuff to clean up there. But the really anything with other lives, it's, you might see some people going there. That just means there's a few things still going on there. That's it, you know, and then sort those out.
That hamster wheel, when you jump off of it, it's still turning a couple more times before it slows down to a stop.
Right.
There's still some stuff going on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Cleaning up the little pieces. But
yeah. So hopefully that was a condensed enough version.
Karma package delivered. Mm-hmm. All right, Tiffany, what's the next question?
We have a question on how do you know when to follow your intuition being guided and when to use your willpower to pursue your dreams / reach your goals.
Wow, that's good.
That is good. You always follow your intuition. it's just you want them in alignment, like with what you're, the reason you might be having problems getting to your dreams and goals with willpower is because they might not be in alignment with you and what you really came into this life to do. And so that's where you want to find that. So that's what we say, do your passion, find your passion and do it, because that will be in alignment with you. If you just keep hitting brick walls, that's probably not what you had set up for yourself to do. Not meaning that you can't do it. I mean, you can, but you might keep hitting some walls and it takes all that willpower to break through. So that's why it takes all that willpower. But if you're on the flow, if you're on the road that you had chosen for yourself and what you wanted to do, it will flow just magically. And then you can just bring it in, these things that you want. Just, you can't force this stuff. You follow it. And then your intuition will tell you every step of the way what to do.
Yeah. True. True. There's not much, I mean, in the form of that question, I'm trying to think, where would willpower and persevering work for you? And I think that that's something that we've all had experience with when we've come to different traumas in our life. But also, if we are going with the flow and you're doing the healing work, hopefully you won't have to persevere. Because I know when I went through my divorce, man, that pushed me to do some things and get some things done. But also that led me to all of this. So I think that was also following those intuition. Yeah. Actually, I have to tell you, I did. There was a couple of times in my path where I'm just like, am I just not supposed to do this work? Mm-hmm. I'm so drawn to it, but it's been so difficult. Now, pushing through and persevering was kind of the hard way for me to get to, if I would have just sat down and said, what's getting in my way? And it was that I didn't feel worthy. That I didn't feel like I was good enough to do this kind of work, or who am I to say these things? Who am I to intuit these things? So, so it was a journey to self-love and stuff. So it depends on where you're at with your path on pushing through. My perseverance to keep doing this work was led by my intuition that I loved it. I love doing the work. How do I generate that and create a career out of it? How do I create, you know, what I want, my dreams in my life? To quit the day job. Julia was on all that journey. She's such a trooper.
Well, I think it was funny because we this has been years now and we were talking, I think I was on your show and we were talking about like how I got into all this or whatever, some way back, you know, and stuff, and how it was that I was doing this full time. And I remember I was a nurse and I was doing in home health and I was in the administrative and I you know, that was my world, sick people and people complaining about their health all the time. And, but that's just where I was. That's what I trained to do. And so, then mom was gone, overseas or something. And I offered to cover the phones just while, you know, she was gone just to help out. And it was so wonderful. The phones were being forwarded to me. And it was just such a breath of fresh air to talk to these beautiful metaphysical people, you know, that were just, it was just a completely different place, you know, and possibilities and all these wonderful things and hope and da, da, da. You know, I'm like, oh man, this is so nice. I would love to do this all the time. And not, well, and it wasn't that long afterwards, everything shifted in my life and boom, I'm over here and stuff. And then when I was, you know, you were kind of in a similar, that, you know, place in your life when we were talking about it on your show, and you're like, and then you told me about it later, you're like, years later, you said, guess what happened? And this is where it was. And it yeah. started from that. It's like, you're saying, I want to do that. I would love to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where you started. It's what do you want to do? What would you love to do? And then I love how you did it, Tracy. You're like, what would it take for me to be able to do it?
For me to be able to do it. Mm-hmm. And then actually thinking those steps out, mm-hmm. like this was, is literally what would have to happen for me to walk away from the day job and start this, put full effort into this. Mm-hmm. And as soon as that got, that clarity happened, mm-hmm. that's when all of that fell into place. But I had to listen to the intuition. Because I'm literally sitting there. One of the things that I needed to do was pay off my car. And so I was sitting at the office, at the place I worked, and I'm hearing in my head, sell your car. I'm thinking, I can't sell my car. How am I going to get around? Well, then mom and dad decided they were going to sell their car. So if I sold my car, the equity I got out of it, because I still had a balance on it. So paid it off and the equity I got out of it, I was able to buy their car. And
had no car payment.
Step one, no car payment. I was just like, okay. The same type of thing happened when I bought this house. You know, what do you need to in order to get this house? Well, I'm going to need a raise. I'm going to need the interest rates to drop. I'm going to blah blah blah, and all this stuff happened. So, what do you need to make that dream come true?
Yeah,
and there's where we get the Monica Dunn energy into it, right? Right. Wouldn't it be fun if all these things fell into place and you could do the thing you want? Yeah.
Exactly. Or
it looks the way you want it to. So very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tiffany, are you keeping up in there?
It's fun. after what you just said, there was a question about what is the best way to manifest?
Get certain.
I love the manifesting thing, but right there, you were telling a lot of it right there.
Well, go ahead and summarize, because I know that you've been working a lot on this.
Yeah. To simplify it, the best way to manifest, it's like, okay, what is it that you would like, whatever it is? And then you imagine yourself already having it. So what would it feel like? And this is a big part of it, is the feeling. It's if you already had whatever it is that you're wanting, what would that feel like? And fully feel it. You can put yourself in that picture and embracing it and experiencing it, whatever, to help you get that feeling. But get the feeling of what it would be like to whatever, to have it, to be it, whatever. And then that's that feeling is what you keep. And you bring that back with you and you walk through it and you hold on to that feeling. That feeling is the encapsulation of that vision or that visual of what you're going for. And that makes it a beeline right to it. That puts all the energies of the universe going, okay, I know what you want and I'm going to bring that to you. We're going to guide you right to it. I have done this many times now. That's the fastest. And to me, it just boom, right there. You're there.
Yeah.
And it's fun. And it's fun in the process because it feels so good when you're like, oh, I would love to whatever, you know, and it feels good. And then that's the feeling you hold on to. You don't get into, oh, I don't know, it can't happen or anything like that. You just hold on to that feeling of what it feels like to be there. And then you come back to your everyday life and you just live your life. But you remember, whenever you think about it, you think of that feeling. You feel the feeling.
I want to tell you a funny manifestation with that.
Okay.
Visualizing, I'm in it, da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. Going, like, One of the things that I want to create is a home with bigger property for the dogs mm-hmm. to have more room and all the things, right?
Yeah.
So I'm visualizing the other day what it would be like to be in this home. You know, I found one online that I thought, yeah, this fits a lot of what would it be like to be in that home?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, this is way too much house. And then going, this is just way too much house. I feel very alone in this house because it's so big. Everybody goes and disappears. Nope, don't want this anymore. Mm. And now it gives me the opportunity.
Yeah.
I got to experience it without actually buying something and then realizing that's too much. And so now I can restructure. What does that look like? What's a better fit for me with that? And anyways, I just wanted to share that because, yeah, I was using that technique. I was visualizing it. Mm-hmm. But I also had an experience before back in 2012. I really wanted to bring my kids to Maui. And so I kept visualizing, okay, we want to go. The money shows up. So I reserved a condo that's right on the beach. And so what I did is I took that condo and made it my screensaver on the computer. So every day when I logged on, I was seeing that beach. And I just imagined what would it sound like sitting on that lanai, putting my feet in that sand, the beach water coming up, right? So, and here's the thing, that was already a done deal. We already rented the place. I already knew that's where we were going to be. But every day I just kind of would daydream about that. We get there and I go walking out on the beach and I had the weirdest, surreal feeling, like the exact spot that I was standing on was the exact spot I imagined myself. And I'm like, oh, whoa, I've already been here. Mm-hmm. My energy had been there several times.
Absolutely.
And so then here I am actually physically standing in that same spot that I would look at myself standing in when I looked at that picture. It was really a weird feeling, you guys. Like, mm-hmm. like I felt the energy of all those thoughts coming back to me. So do it. Play with it.
Yeah, play with it. I got two houses this way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And in both of them, they took a long time for the financing to come through and all that went, but it was like, but I just kept imagining I'm in the house, I'm walking through it. I know I own this. I'm very comfortable there. And it finally, but it was like all that time in there. It was what I found on the second one when it was doing that, it was because of my doubts. I was questioning, could I afford it? Can I really do this? And then they came in going, why do you think we would give you, we would drop it in your lap if we wouldn't also give you the way to afford it.
Yeah.
And that's when I was like, okay, got it.
Yes. Make sure you're manifesting all the resources mm-hmm. it will take to maintain or mm-hmm. to have the experience. Now don't say money, just resources. Mm-hmm. Because,
yeah, because it can come. Coming.
It can come in a lot of ways.
Well, you don't want to limit it.
So mm-hmm. very nice. All right. We've got like 40 questions in the,
all right. Oh, you're saying we need to go through the faster?
Yeah.
Can we fireball them at you?
Oh, my.
I do want to follow up. The person that asked the manifestation question did say thank you very much and that you guys did an excellent explanation mm-hmm. that made them understand it better.
So. Oh, cool.
We'd love to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for the question.
So, Mom, you may like this one. I thought this was fun. I had an experience where static electricity shot out of my hand into another person and they tightened up and their hair stood up. They said I sent something through their torso, up their spine and out their head. Did I heal something in them or take energy from them? My hand and forearms were tingly.
I do love this. Now you are, this is where energy comes. That's one of the main areas that it comes from. It comes from there and it comes from our eyes. Okay. And when we are working on someone energetically, see, we are working in their energy field and the energy passes through us from, it's not our energy. So it's not like it's depleting us. It comes from other realms. You know, it's like it could be the higher self, or, but it's like it works through us and goes on to the person that needs it. Probably if you're working with somebody. I had something similar like that happen when I was, you know, first doing energy work. And it was, I guess it was just to show me because we, you know, hey, We all have these doubts. I did the same thing, you know, and I was just starting to do the energy work and starting to feel comfortable with it, but still not sure. I mean, people were saying, oh man, this feels so good. And stuff like that. But it's like, you know, you still wonder. I mean, I don't see anything, so I don't know. Is it really doing anything? And I was doing some psychic, I was going to some psychic fairs with some friends, and we had a booth and stuff, and I was doing energy work, the other person's doing readings. And so it was a way to, you know, just start getting more comfortable with it. We're checking into the hotel, and the person behind the desk, she was talking to her coworker, and she's just like, oh man, I was feeling cocky. I was just feeling fun, you know, that at this point. But she's like, oh, this headache. And I just went like this and was just joking. I was like that. And she went, you felt that? She's like, yeah, what did you do? And she was, my headache's gone. Oh my gosh.
I want you to go back to the part where you say, I was just feeling cocky.
I was in a mood. I was in a fun place and I was joking with them. I don't know that they were getting it, but you know, sometimes you're just in a fun place.
Yeah.
And that's where I was. And I don't know. I don't know if they said, I don't remember if they said anything about, but it's like here, you know, they know what everybody is checking in for. Yeah. They know you're a vendor for that fair, that psychic fair, you know? And so I don't know if that was in my mind or if they said something, but I just thought I'd make a show and I was like, woo, you know, like, and it did something. But we do have, these are chakras. They're chakras in the hand. And that, so energy comes from there. That's how Jesus healed, but it also comes from the eyes. So it's like, just so you're directing it. I don't doubt a bit that it came through you and it helped them. People take the energy that they need. You're not going to hurt them. You will never hurt them. It's just directed through you. Your hands are showing it where to go.
She's not being cocky about this. She's just saying. I just love it.
Anyway, yes, I love it. I do love it.
That's a good question. Perfect. Okay, what's the next one? I have nothing to add to that other than keep sending me energy. Keep directing that at me.
Well, Tracy, this one's specifically to you. How did Tracy discover her gift to channel Daniel?
Oh, that is a good question because it involves QHHT. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, one of my favorite stories. Went to, that was in, what was that, August, September of 2018, I think. Mm-hmm. And I went to Eureka Springs, Arkansas. And you guys had a conference that weekend before the class. So I went for the conference and then the class. I got to hang out with some super cool people that were talking about some really out there things and concepts, and I was just eating it up like a sponge. I must have had drool rolling down my face. I was having so much fun. So then I take the course with Julia and Kaya, and I think that was the first time Kaya presented. I think it was. And so that was,
it was kind the of, first time he
did the
yes. Yes.
The marketing class. The marketing.
Well, but I think it's also the first time he did his channeling.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun because I got to sit in the back with Julia and she's watching the clock and Kaya totally got lost. Mm-hmm. This moment. And she's like, he was supposed to be in like 20, it's 30 minutes ago. He was supposed to. So that was kind of fun.
Got down time.
She's like, our class is going to go late. And it did. And it was okay. But they brought Kaya up on stage, I think, to demonstrate what could happen if somebody goes into a channel or something of that nature, that it's not always the SC. It could be a channel of some sort coming through. And again, I'm sitting by Julia and here's Kaya up there. Here comes his Arcturian and he's boom and he's boisterous and he's just, and I'm over there just twitch, twitch, twitch.
And I think you were asking me, weren't you saying?
I was totally asking you. Julia's just watching Kaya and I'm like, man, there's a lot of energy. I'm having this full on experience right next to her. And she's just like watching Kaya and I'm over here. What's happening? Anyways, so there was a lot of reaction to that. And then that, I believe, was the last night, our last class as well. And so that night we went and had the fire pit by the lake, and he channeled again. And it was like the same thing. Just like, oh my gosh, it's all happening again. My head feels funny, all these things. So when I went home from that experience, I'll keep that short, the shorter version now. When I went home from that experience, of course I did level two. So I want to practice with somebody, and they were going to do a session on me and I was going to do one on them. So I go to lean back in the chair. At the time, what we were using was a gravity chair for her space, because I didn't have access to the office. So we used her space in a gravity chair. And I was like, I feel really funny. And she's like, what do you mean? I said, I don't know. I feel like my head's like really, like something's going on. Like, I feel like something's pulling my head back. So I don't know what that means, but I feel like somebody's here. She's like, okay. So I lean that chair back, and she goes to start doing the induction, and he didn't even let her do that. It was like, here comes Daniel. And he took me to see all these different things. It was really cool because I had never done this before. Right. And so he's showing me the Palladian Council. He took me to the giants. I didn't even know that was like its own reality. He took me to the dimension with the giants, with the dragons, with the fairy realm. Like, he was just taking me on this tour, and we just had an extraordinary experience with it. And then I didn't know what I was supposed to do with that. But again, the intuition and the guidance and the things, they all show up. And so that's where those sessions come from, is from the evolution of all of that. But it all came from QHHT. And just being a receptor of that energy, which is also interesting, because I tried to get to other classes, other level two classes.
And yeah, and
I could never get to them.
Wouldn't happen. Yeah.
So
you were trying really hard, and it just would not happen.
just like, give up. No. Maybe you need to look at something else. This isn't working. But no, and then this class. Now, this is going to go to the earlier statement of, when do you use your perseverance and your, you know, again, your intuition's guiding you. I had such a draw and a drive to do my level two class, but finances weren't lining up. The kids were much younger back then. You know, there was a lot of things that were kind of illusionally roadblocks, right? And it was one of my friends saying, because I did that whole thing. Well, if I'm supposed to be there, it'll happen. If I'm supposed to be there, it'll happen. And she goes, do you want to go? I said, yeah, I really want to go. And she goes, then why are you letting anything stop you? And everything shifted with that sentence. And I was like, oh, I don't know. And then all of a sudden, my parents had airline miles. I got the flights cost me like $6. I found a rental car service, which everyone else was getting, like the transportation, paying for transportation. I ended up renting a car for less than what they were paying to drive, be driven back and forth. Still don't know how I did that. And all the money that I needed for the hotel, I was able to reserve the hotel. And then I would have to pay for it when I got there. And all the money that I needed for the hotel showed up the day before I left. It just all... And I just was like, I'm going to go, even, you know, I'm down to all I need is the hotel. Then I guess I'll just try and borrow it if I need to until I can get the money. And nope, it came to me. It all came in and I was there. Yeah. And then it was like getting a ticket to the fifth dimension new earth and getting to go have a little precursor of what that's going to be like, because it was amazing. It was a fun time. So
yeah, and there your life all completely shifted again.
Completely shifted. Yeah, there was just so much that shifted, and the manifesting really started coming in a lot stronger too, because there was more clarity around that. So that's where perseverance could be good, when we have that drive to do something because we know intuitively we're meant to do it. But I had to again become an energetic match to it. Mm-hmm. Had to know that this, you know, this was my thing to do, and I deserved to get to do it.
So, absolutely. And yeah. See, and that was a big thing. Like you said, it was like, that was a great question for that person to ask. That's twice in those points that a person asked you a very significant question that got you to shift everything. But that was huge. It's like, well, do you want it?
you want it, then what does it take to get you there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got off of the whole, well, if I'm supposed to be there, I will be. And I learned not to do that anymore. Do I want it? And if I kind of like don't know, then, you know, then I'm not going to push it. But yeah, a lot of power in questions, isn't there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're not going to believe we have 1 minute.
1 minute. Quick.
And they're not giving us that countdown. I don't know if it's because we started late, but I mean, we are really at the end. I can't believe how fast this is going.
No, it helps to have you ask the questions.
It really does.
Let's all say thank you, Tiffany. Hi. I know not everybody got their questions answered, but we got some really good ones in there. Oh, that's sweet. Okay. They're letting us go a couple minutes, but at this point we could talk about how do people, if they want a session, where do they go? If they want to be a practitioner, where do they go?
Yeah, go to QHHTofficial.com or DoloresCannon.com has a link over to that page, and you'll get everything, all the information you need for the courses. It's all on that homepage. You'll get for the level one course, you have, and that gives you all the information you need to learn this technique. Mom developed it, you know, she created it and developed it, and it's very simple. It really is a simple process, but you do have to practice and practice and practice and practice, because it's not a normal natural process for to just jump in and say, hey, I can do this. But if you follow the directions, it's, you can do it. It's very simple. What is it? Suzanne always says it's simply elegant. So yes. that's yes. Cool. Anyway, and then also if you would like to have a session, then you go to QHHT Official and you'll see the Find a Practitioner page, and you'll scroll down and there's a whole database of practitioners. So you can look into your area. It filters down from country, state, city. So whatever area you're willing to travel to, then it'll pull up the practitioners in that area. And please do your due diligence and see who resonates with you. Ask questions, things like that. And then Tracy, if you would like to take the course, Tracy has a coupon code that she can give you to help you, you know, save a little money.
Yeah. Take, if you're thinking about taking the level one course, use the magic is real, as all is one word. That'll get you 10% off the course. The magic is real. Yeah. And when you're looking for the practitioner, what's the number one? No, it's not online. And so if they're offering online, go somewhere else. You're not getting QHHT.
Right.
So, yeah, very good. And what about Soul Speak?
Soul Speak, that's the language of your body, understanding what aches, pains, illnesses, which are not a natural part of our body system. We are not supposed to be sick. It's explaining where that is coming from, what it's about. It's messages. And so it's helping you to understand and interpret the messages that your body, that your higher self is trying to send through your body. You can get more about that at Julia, Cannon.com. I don't, when I say it, sometimes you
think it's a copy when she says her name.
Yeah. So, and then Tracy, how can people find you?
I don't think I can measure up to that, but
Tracy.
Tracy Mayhand.com. You can find me over on QHHT Official as well. I'm a level three practitioner in Oregon. I'm about 30, 45 minutes out of Portland, depending on what part of Portland. Mm-hmm. But yes, if you have a destination you would really like to come see what a rainy, beautiful state looks like, come to Oregon and come find me. But that is another thing. We do have some practitioners in some very beautiful parts of the world. If you want to make it a destination session, you can have beautiful all over.
So, absolutely.
Yeah.
And for just a few more days, we're all going to be in Hawaii next week for the practitioner reunion, but you do not have to be a practitioner to be there. But we have information about that on our homepage as well. We're still selling tickets. we're down, like, you know, hey, you want to come join us, come on.
So. Yeah. And that also means we won't be here next week.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. But we'll be
in Hawaii.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Anyway, love you all. Thank you, Tiff. You've been fantastic. And thank you all. This has been wonderful.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye.